السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters, it's the blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enabled us to continue worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to continue engage in act of worship, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us ikhlas, sincerity, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness in whatever we do. We are going through, actually brushing through Surah Al-Baqarah, and yesterday we were running through the meaning and try to understand the Ayatul Kursi, one of the greatest ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. The ayah which is going to give us salvation in this life, protection in this life, and inshallah, that was going to be a means for us to enter inshallah Jannatul Firdaus. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately once he end this ayah, Ayatul Kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly declares a very important message to entire humanity. This is very, very important, and we all have to understand that is La Ikraha Fiddeen. There is no compulsion in religion. There is no compulsion in religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wanted, He could have created us like angels where they don't have an option. There was a compulsion. They were programmed that way. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us free will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with free will. The free will, we actually choose what we do, what we don't do. What we accept, what we reject. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La ikraha fid deen. And there is no ikrah. There is no compulsion in religion. If Allah wouldn't want it, Allah would have created. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. Allah would have created everyone. Think alike. We will not have difference of opinion. Allah says, وَلَكِي يَزَالُونَ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. Allah says, even though that Allah, the way He has created, people will continuously have difference of opinion because that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed us. That's how we have created it. But when Allah says there is no compulsion, it's not just Allah has given very clear evidence. The next, immediate next word, قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. What is guidance? What is misguidance? What is, you know, guidance? What is rahmah? What is blessing? Rushd. And what is ghay? Has been very clearly explained. Hidayah and balala. Way is which path will take you to Jannah and which path will take you to Jahannam. Which path will take you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and which path will take towards Taghut, the shaitan. You follow the shaitan. Which path will take towards it? It's very clear. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who actually deny the Taghut, that is shaitan, the one who deny shaitan, and then they have hold on to عُرْوَةُ الْوُسْقَى, the very, very strong contract, strong hope, strong rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's very strong. That's not going to let you down. لَمْ فِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And that's not going to let you down. Once you hold on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hablullah, Allah will never let you down. For that, you need to reject shaitan. You need to reject all the doubt, shubahat. You need to reject all the shahawat, the desires, which invites you towards disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which invites towards shaitan. You need to hold on to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as you hold on to it, and then it is the very strongest rope. Urwatul wasqa. Very strongest. Allah will never let you down. And that's the whole, you can always, you see, sometimes you say, we gave the guy a rope. You have different type of rope. You hold on to that rope, sometimes the rope will break away. The shaitan's rope, shaitan will deceive you. Shaitan will give you hope, and shaitan will deceive you. And all that hope will be deception. In day of Qiyamah, shaitan will say, I did not blame, I did not force you. I did not force you. You did it. I actually encourage you, but you made the choice. And this is not going to happen. Same thing happened to Abu Jahl. Same thing happened to Abu Jahl when it comes to the Battle of Badr. He came, Shaytan gave Abu Jahl and the Quraysh, the army, so much of hope. They came with large number. They said, okay, we're going to go here. We're going to destroy. This is going to be last. They were actually partying. They were enjoying. They knew the number. They calculated it. There's only 313. There's more than 1,000. Big in number. They had hope. There is a riwayah. When they were defeated, when the angels were coming down, Shaytan was running. And Abu Jahl was talking to Shaytan, saying, oh, why are you leaving us? Why are you leaving us? Shaytan gave so much of hope. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the next verse says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. This is very important. As long as we have faith, as long as we have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as we have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. He is the wali, he is the protector of those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, once you have faith, Allah will take care of the rest. That's the verse says. Once you have faith, you need to only have faith, iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot protect ourselves. Only Allah can protect us. To do that, we need to have faith, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman is very important. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. And then saying, yukhrijuhum. Yukhrijuhum means Allah will take them out. We don't need to come out of it. Allah is requesting us only one thing. فَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Respond to me and have iman, faith in me. Only that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is faith. If we do have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will take care of this. What? يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah will take out us from that dhulumat, darkness, from misguidance, from shaytan. Allah will take us out of it. And where he will do? يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He will take us towards the noor, towards light, towards guidance, towards righteousness, towards hidayah. He will take out. He will make sure that. Allahu Akbar. That's why you say, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Without Allah's help, assistance, we cannot do. We came here today. We had faith. So Allah brought us here. Allah brought. Few days ago, I was speaking. I was actually mentioning about the noor, the dua that we make when we come for Fajr. That's the dua we make. Allah have noor in every single thing that we have. اللهم اجعل في لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا وفي بصري نورا ومن فوقي نورا ومن تحتي نورا وعن يميني نورا وعن شمالي نورا اللهم اجعلني نورا. It's all the noor. Allah says that you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will take us out of dhulumat, because we live in darkness. This dunya is darkness. It's dhulumat. Today you have something is deception from here to there, here to there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees that He is the wali of the believers. He is the wali of the believers. When we have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will take us out. And then He will make sure that we live in the noor. The noor of the Quran. The guidance of the Quran. Noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the rest say, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who deny and reject. أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Who is their friends, their protector is طَاغُوتِ. What the ta'ud that? Allahu Akbar. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. They will be in light. They will be in noor. They will be in guidance. Take them from there towards darkness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. My dear respected brothers, in month of Ramadan, because we had faith, we renew our faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us. Now if we lose the faith, and we go towards ta'ud, we go towards, you know, shaitan, we go towards our desires, our shahawat, and we start questioning certain things, justify our action, may Allah protect us, and then we are taking shaitan as our friend. In month of Ramadan, shaitan is tied. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that. In a few more days, he's going to be let out. Now when we take him as our friend, what happens? He will take us out of this noor. We actually accumulated so much of noor, so much of guidance, and then go back. And my respected brothers, again, In Surah Baqarah, the main theme of Surah Baqarah is giving life and taking life. The next few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Namrud. The debate between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Namrud. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, what? He had a debate. Said Namrud, Allah, my Rabb, giving life. He'll give life and he'll take the life. This guy said, okay, I do that. Call two prisoners, release one fellow, chop the other fellow's neck and said, I do this. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, this guy don't understand what does it mean. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my Rabb Allah makes the sun rise from east and make the sun set in the west. If you can, change the order. Change the order. Then this kafir Namrud was astonished. He was stuck. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah will not guide those who do zulm, those who oppress, those who reject. Allah will not guide them. Oh, so much of knowledge, so much of evidence were given. So much of evidence were given. But still, they didn't accept. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep emphasizing over and over in Surah Baqarah, very important point. That is that Allah gives life and Allah takes life. In Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Bani Israel. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us example. In between there is Sharia law. So many laws. Allahu Akbar, with regard to nikah, with regard to breastfeeding, with regard to talaq. All this comes in Surah Baqarah. All this, with regard to food, consumption of halal, with regard to riba, with regard to, you know, transaction, giving loan and taking loan. All this comes up. And my respected brothers, and very important story, Ibrahim alayhi salam was having so much conviction, but then Ibrahim alayhi salam was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, I have faith, believe in you, but I want to see how do you give life. And Allah mentioned that story. Allah mentioned the story. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, awalam tu'min, don't you have iman, faith in me? Don't you have belief in this? No, qalu bala. Yeah, Allah, I do believe. But walakin liyatma'inna qalbi. You know, my heart is little struggling, so I need contentment in this. I need contentment in this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him. Allah said, you do this, get these birds, train them, do that, until they come with, you know, when you're calling with their names, until they come, keep doing this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, slaughter it, chop it, mix it, put in all different mountains, and then you call their names, you will see them all coming together. Allahu Akbar. And Allah will resurrect us as well. Allah will do that. How? You know, we must ask ourselves, if Allah can bring us to existence with nothing, for Allah is nothing to return us to where we were. Allahu Akbar. This is one of the important messages of Surah Al-Baqarah. It's keep giving us, keep giving us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages in these ayat, very important point. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَتِي قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَتِي يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. It's very important. I'll conclude with this. The verses of encouraging on spending in path of Allah. Spending in path of Allah. When you spend, Allah will multiply. Allah encourages this. Allah will multiply. And then Allah says, a good word and forgiveness is better than a charity which followed with hurt and harm. Someone gives you charity, someone gives charity and he hurt those people. He says certain words or he discloses it. He makes it yatba'uha adha. You know, a harm follows it. Better than that charity, qawl ma'roof. What? A good word is a sadaqah. You're forgiving others is sadaqah. Sadaqah, door of sadaqah is so open, vast. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't give sadaqah, don't give charity, ri'ah and nas, in order to show off to the people. Showing off to the people, do not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about spending in path of Allah. My dear respected brothers, yesterday, you know, our management team was saying, especially our, you know, the director, the chairman, but Abdul was saying that this community have been so generous. May Allah accept all of you, inshallah. May Allah accept, closer to $500,000 you have spent in path of Allah. For charity, poor. May Allah will multiply that, inshallah. Allah will multiply abundantly. Allah accept those things. You know, that generosity comes with iman. That generosity comes with faith. And Allah will never ever let us down, inshallah. So my respected brothers, the remaining verses and the last verse we will go through, inshallah. Surah Al-Baqarah, the Aman Rasul, and before those verses, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding last few nights, brothers. Tonight is going to be the Sunday night, is the 28th night. And the 29th night, it's going to be Monday night. And Tuesday night is going to be the first night of most probably of the Shawwal. Most probably that's going to be the situation. So we have only 2 nights and 3 days. 2 nights and 3 days. So let us end it in a beautiful way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq, where we end it in a beautiful way. The best of form, husnul khatima. That's very, very important. Every ending should be beautiful. Ahsin aqibatana fi umuri kulliha. In all our affairs, in all our matters, Allah should make it so beautiful ending, inshaAllah. That can be our life. In everything, Allah should bring us a beautiful ending. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us many more Ramadan, inshaAllah. And we, inshaAllah, in Ramadan, may Allah grant us forgiveness, rahmah, itqum minan nar, and we purify our soul, heart, and inshaAllah, we become real believers. We will come under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.